Arizona is ground zero for North American copper mining. For more than 100 years, both independent prospectors and multinational corporations have staked their claims to copper veins here. Some towns that formed around the earliest mines continue to function today. Others dried up as the mines went bust. But copper is currently riding a sustained boom. Prices are up to record levels. Mining companies are stepping up production at existing mines and scouting around to dig new ones. And today's mining company doesn't just dig.
Pima County officials plan to deliberately delay approval of a required permit for Rosemont Copper.
Mining companies like to promote a relentlessly positive image of their industry, but some of it is damage control. Some Arizona mines are routinely cited for pollution and safety violations, and more of the company's expansion plans are being opposed by the public.
I think there's going to be a tipping point. I think at some point people will realize that environmental protection doesn't cost, it pays.
That's Roger Featherstone, director of the Arizona Mining Reform Coalition. We'll hear more from him in a moment, but first, let's visit a copper mine. Sounds like these have been ringing off the slopes of Arizona mountains for over 100 years. Wait a minute, actually, it started out just a little quieter. The first established copper mines in the Arizona region were underground. That was back in the late 1800s. Before that, there had just been scattered and unsuccessful attempts at mining by early Spanish explorers. But the arrival of the railroad changed everything. Now it was easy to ship the copper to market. By the early part of the 20th century, there were active mines in Ajo, Bisbee, Globe, and Morenci, among other places. In Arizona, the copper boom was on. When the state became the nation's 48th in 1912, it led in copper production. It also became a laboratory for a new method of mining, the open pit. Well, it proved to be perfect for getting at the state's copper deposits. And by the 1930s, underground mines were going extinct, replaced by the gaping V-shaped holes of open-pit copper mining.
While I worked like a slave in that open-pit mine.
Since then, the copper market has gone boom and bust many times. Mines have opened and closed. Companies have made fortunes, gone bankrupt, and merged into others. And through it all, the worldwide demand for copper has exploded. Our modern age essentially runs on copper. Your home or apartment has hundreds of pounds of it. There's another 50 pounds or so of it in your vehicle. People have been using copper for 11,000 years, and we've been pulling it out of the earth for at least 7,000 years.
Copper, chemical symbol Cu, melting point 1,984 degrees Fahrenheit, boiling point 4,600 degrees Fahrenheit.
Copper is non-magnetic. It conducts electricity and heat. It is easy to shape, bend, and form. Copper can be recycled over and over without any effect on its properties. About 80% of the copper humanity has produced is still in use today.
That's why some refer to copper as the miracle metal. And it's why copper was essentially the first of Arizona's five C's. But is it still an anchor of the state's economy?
I would say it would be the top. I firmly am convinced that copper is what drives Arizona.
William Escarza is an historian who studied Arizona's mining history at length.
I mean, it's a very important industry, and it certainly employs many people throughout the state.
The five C's ceased to exist a few years ago.
And Marshall Vest is an economist with the University of Arizona.
Take copper mining, for instance. Used to comprise 4 to 5% of the labor force. Now it's 0.1%. It's very, very small. The composition of Arizona's economy today, it's quite diversified.
But many Arizona politicians continue to focus on a resource-based economy. They frequently tout copper mines as the key to creating more skilled, high-paying jobs. Meanwhile, proponents of the tourism industry say copper, Arizona's first C, is threatening climate, which is sometimes called the fifth C. They worry that allowing more mines, especially on public lands, will drive tourists away. As always, it's instructive to look at history, particularly back to a time when the mining company Phelps Dodge was one of the major players in Arizona's economy. Here's Roger Featherstone with the Arizona Mining Reform Coalition.
I like to say that our state constitution was created by Mr. Phelps and Mr. Dodge. You know, when Arizona became a state, the real movers and shakers in setting up, you know, the state's infrastructure basically were, you know, people involved in the mining industry, the ranching industry, and things like that.
But if you dig even a little deeper into the history of the five C's, you'll find plenty of contradictions. For example, our tourism industry took off at a time when mining and extraction were also riding a boom. They may have complemented each other at one time, but today, the two C's seem almost contradictory.